Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
We continue to celebrate our 2025 Indian National Finals Rodeo Champions in the bareback bronc riding, Oglala Lakota Cashton Ford, Navajo's Matt Jody in the steer wrestling, Blackfeet Indian cowgirl Megan Lunick in the ladies breakaway, saddle bronc riding champ Navajo Creighton Curley, Oglala Lakota all-around and tie-down roping champion Dalton Ports. Josh Jumper and Clay Gunshow, Seminole and Upsalaga were the team roping champions. Cowgirl Erin Jones of the Navajo Nation won the barrel racing and women's all-around cowgirl. The bull rider, Minnie Chongu Lakota, Cole Brewer. Tom Glaus, the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, along with Heidi Schmidt, the president of the Women's Pro Rodeo Association, congratulated our top contenders and champions with memberships and entry fee scholarships towards their pursuit on the major leagues of pro rodeo. Today, Word with the Champ is in the City of Lights, Las Vegas, at the conclusion of the 49th Annual Indian National Finals Rodeo. Our guest today is from the Blackfeet Nation in Montana, Megan Lunick, champion ladies breakaway roper. Megan Lunick, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, today's the best day of my life. This has been a long time coming, and this has been a dream of mine since I was 12 years old, and I'm so proud of where breakaway roping has evolved from when I was a little girl to where it's at right now.
Well, it's pretty amazing what we've seen in the last 5 or 6 years, starting in 2020 COVID year when the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo went to Arlington, Texas, and we've seen Danielle Lohman set the thing on fire. Fast time. Indian country is a definite threat in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association.
Oh, it definitely is. And now with Bailey Bates getting her first qualification in December, it just goes to show that Indian cowgirls are the best in the world. And if we have the resources to get out there and do it, it's game over.
Well, I don't think you mean maybe.
Maybe. No, I think for sure, yeah. It's game over when you give any Indian cowgirl from United States and Canada.
Do you think that this is going to help set you up in the Women's Professional Rodeo Association and potentially go to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo with the PRCA?
You know, I'm really thankful for the WPRA for offering that card, and I will use it. That is my goal. I'm on a young horse, and I'm ready to get back to the pro rodeos and give her a try. As far as going to the NFR, I don't know. I'm a circuit cowgirl because I ranch and have responsibilities at home, but it definitely is something on my radar.
Now, the circuit system is good. I mean, for people that have families, mm-hmm. a business, a ranch, mm-hmm. tell us about that and an opportunity to get on a national stage with the NFR Open. Would you explain that?
Yeah, you know, as a rancher and a horse trainer, I just don't have the resources to go down the road on a pretty young horse too. I love the circuit rodeos. It gives you a chance to still do your work during the week and then go to the rodeos and be home Sunday night to get back to your real job ranching or whatever that may be. And then to be able to qualify for the NFR Open to potentially get a spot to the NFR like Scott Gunther did last year. It's pretty cool. So I'm really appreciative.
With a world championship buckle about to be presented to you as we are backstage with Chancey Williams, all the stars are here and you're here. What can you share with some of the ladies listening that might encourage them to participate in our sport?
You know, every little girl out there that's born wanting to rope, whether you're on a ranch or not, dream big, because I'm a little girl that came from the res. I've just had got by on horses that I could get. My dad had movie horses and just pick up horses, but if I can do it, you can do it, because the thing about rodeo is you can never dream too big, and if you got that work ethic and that try, the talent will come in place. But most importantly, believing in yourself. And I think as Native American women, that's one thing that we struggle at, is believing in ourselves. But I think if we come together as a whole, we can move mountains, because we are the strongest people ever. And so I just encourage everybody out there listening, believe in yourself.
That's words of our champion Megan Lunick from the Great Blackfeet Tribe in Montana, Indian World Champion Ladies Breakaway Roper. Megan, you're a rock star. Congratulations, and thank you for your time and encouraging words to our youth.
Thank you. It is such an honor, and I am so proud to be an Indian world champion.
Congratulations.
Thank you,
God
Randy.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.